Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
That man is Brillon. That man is Brillon. Get him. Get him. Anyway, have a great holiday. Sorry to interrupt you. I thought this probably warrants me messaging you. Okay, have a nice holiday. Bye, bye, bye.
Sorry, I'm on a boat. But Tommy, literally, this was the best interruption, pardon the pun, possible. Ah, I'm so happy. Let me know if you can get in contact. And I'm just so proud of you. Well done. You've done the impossible.
I'm Tommy Trelawney. This is The Interruption, a podcast from Stack. Episode 7, The Gadget Guru, Part 1. On Wednesday, I was this close to giving up my search into who was behind the alien voice on British television. But then, on Friday, the mystery was solved. It all happened very suddenly. Let me take you back 2 days earlier, where we ended the last episode. The visit to the Aetherius Society had not gone the way I'd hoped. Over coffee, I decided with my producer, Nikki, that maybe it was time to close a big part of our investigation. The UFO religion angle.
It makes me think that whoever did it was probably a lone actor, maybe not affiliated with any group, which becomes way harder to find.
I was convinced that whoever was behind the cosmic message was from one of these groups.
The Theosati, is it connected to this?
No.
We'd been looking for months, but it was dead end after dead end. Neither of us could handle any more disappointment. We still had a plan B. It was jokingly codenamed Operation Space Pirates. We started looking into the world of pirate radio, hoping to figure out how the interruption happened. If we couldn't figure out the culprit via the motive, then maybe the method could give us some answers. But that part of the search was slow moving too. I'd been so preoccupied with a visit to the Aetherius Society that I hadn't given it much thought. We had to make our search into pirate radio count. There was no plan C. On Thursday, I went back to my notes. By this point, I had an oversized folder on my laptop. It was full of anything remotely related to this case. Going over all my materials, there was one thing I hadn't looked at.
The events which led to the setting up of Manchester's...
Remember Lewis, aka Ringway Manchester, the YouTuber who makes videos on all things pirate radio? In an email, he recommended I check out a Facebook group called Land-Based Pirates of the 70s and 80s. I requested to join the group, and an hour later, I was accepted. I was a little surprised that my application was approved. One look at my profile picture, and you could tell that I'm not a radio pirate, or from the 70s or 80s. On one hand, I felt like I was infiltrating a private club. But the reality is, they let anyone in. When it comes to making desperate appeals on Facebook groups, this wasn't my first rodeo. I had a template waiting to go. Hey, former pirates.
Casual. Nice.
I would love to know whether anyone in this community has more information about the Southern Television interruption when a mysterious alien voice spoke through the airwaves. The next day, Friday, I went to check how my post was doing. I was surprised to see that it was full of responses. I'd also received 6 likes and 3 ha-has. Okay. I scrolled down and began to read.
I know whom, where, and when.
I'm sorry, what?
I know whom, where, and when. There is a recording of the alien that exists.
They know who it is?
Yes, I know who was behind it.
And there's another hijack that they were involved in.
Along with a takeover of the John Peel show on Radio 2.
I'd never heard of that. It was in 1976, the year before. Seems like they graduated from radio to television. I had made countless Facebook posts before, but had never seen responses like these. They actually knew who it was. My mind was racing. This was it. I rushed to reply to these comments, politely asking if they could give me a name. I waited. And waited some more. An hour later, one of them replied,
I'm sorry, Tommy, I can't say.
The others gave me the same answer, which is to say, they didn't give me an answer. They knew who did it, but they didn't want to out this person, especially to a non-pirate like myself. I was not even frustrated by their secretive behaviour. Fact is, I was in the right place. I knew I was closing in. Wrapped in nerves and excitement, I messaged each of them individually. Maybe they'd be willing to give me a name privately, not on the main group. But again, they wouldn't budge. Each time the answer was the same. No. Why were they being so reluctant? But then, I thought back to what Lewis had told me in our interview.
So if they did anything untoward, they kept it very secret.
Whoever it was, these pirates were trying to protect their own. If they weren't going to tell me, I was going to have to get creative. Time to search through the group's post history. What if the interruption had been discussed before? I opened up the search bar and typed Hannington. That was the name of the transmitter that got hijacked in 77. I hit enter and a list of posts came up, all with the word Hannington. The top result was a post from 2019. Just as I hoped, the alien interruption had been talked about before. The same users who are so secretive on my post were openly discussing the interruption here. It all revolved around one person.
Keep stepping to the sounds of Radio Invicta. That's us. On the air once again, the sound of soul over London.
This is the voice of DJ Roger Tate. You've heard this clip before. I played it to you at the start of episode 5. But that isn't the only time you've heard Roger Tate.
This is the voice of Omar, representative of the Ashtar Galactic Command, speaking to you.
Here's the kicker. Like Vrilon, Roger Tate doesn't exist. It's a pseudonym, a fake name, one of many. To some, he was Roger Tate.
What, you mean Roger Tate from Radio Victor?
To others, he was the Gadget Guru.
It's a Gadget Guru Deluxe.
Until now, I knew him as Vrilon. But his real name was Bob.
Bob Tomowski.
Bob Tomowski. I bet you're confused. That's okay, so was I. Bob was a man of many talents. Broadcaster, pirate DJ, and at one point, an alien impersonator. But how do I know all this? Well, it was from the post I just read. The author, Laurie, tells us how this Bob character had confessed to the whole thing. Bob Tomowski told me about taking over the John Peel show from Rowridge, and an alien invasion broadcast using the same trick at Hannington. I did hear the tapes, but would really like to do so again. Hilarious. I scrambled for my phone and sent a voice note to my producer, Nikki. You heard it in the introduction. She was on a holiday in Portugal. I was flustered, confused and a little dizzy from the excitement. I then call my girlfriend, Alex. She's been preserving my sanity over the course of this investigation. She manages to calm me down over the phone, and I tell her more.
Bob Tomowski. That's the man who did it. This is like something I've been working on since January at least.
Yeah.
And like, I spoke to you about this the other day, being like, I feel like I can't solve this. I just sort of came to the conclusion that like, there's just no way I'm going to solve this, or no way we are going to solve this with like Nikki and people as well. You know, all minds put together, there's just, and we did it.
Oh.
So crazy.
Hang on. It feels a little too soon for me to celebrate. I barely know the guy. Oh no, please don't say I have the wrong person. How am I sure that Bob Tomowski, also known as DJ Roger Tate, the Gadget Guru, and now Vrilon, was behind the interruption? It's the voices. They're identical.
This is the voice of Omar, representative of the
Ashton. If you listen to the audio of the interruption, the voice has been artificially shifted down to a deep, bassy pitch.
All your weapons of evil must be removed.
Two nights before, I'd had a go at restoring it, bringing it up to a natural tone. Underneath is a human voice, and it sounds like this.
We come to warn you of the destiny of your race and your world, so that you may communicate to your fellow beings the course you must take to avoid the disaster which threatens your world and the beings on other worlds around you.
Vrilon's voice is male and has a soft English accent. To me, the speaker sounds young and is ever so slightly nasal.
This is in order that you may share in a great awakening as the planet passes into the new age of Aquarius.
I compared this with audio I'd found of Roger Tate, Bob, I suppose, from the 70s. It's from the Pirate Radio Archive, an online database of old recordings.
For those regulars who are used to my dulcet...
I am convinced that this is the same person speaking. This is the voice of Vrilon.
Caught it from Tony Johns, either that or drinking out of a wet glass or something.
But I wanted to get a second opinion. Nikki was on holiday, so I called Alex again.
The guy who did it was called Bob Tomowski. Okay, so I basically found him, and I found the radio station he worked for, and I found the pirate radio audio, same voice.
Say it.
Okay, so hopefully this will work.
Station, we're on the air trying to persuade the BBC to feature more of the music that we play. So keep listening.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's his voice, and then if I go to like, let's see. Okay, this is it pitch shifted.
All captured.
This is the voice of Omar, representative of the Ashtar Galaxy.
Yeah, it's so similar.
It's the same guy, isn't it?
Yeah.
How mad is that?
There's one other detail I noticed. Both Vrilon and Bob use a pretty unusual word. Dross. Maybe it's my limited vocabulary, but dross was new to me. I hadn't heard that word before this podcast. The first time I came across it was here.
They will suck your energy from you, the energy you call money, and will put it to evil ends, giving you worthless dross in return.
The second time I heard it was here.
If you hear me spluttering away, it won't be me reacting to the dross, it'll be me reacting to some great music.
Both speakers use the word dross in the same context. They're talking about something rubbish or useless. It's just a small detail, but to me it's a fingerprint that's been left behind. It was barely lunchtime, and I had made an enormous breakthrough. Before me lay my tuna sandwich and the name of the person who was behind it. This time, there was no uncertainty. So I found the name, or names, of Bob Tomowski. But who is this person? I had to reach out to him. I had a million questions on my mind. Why hijack a TV station? How did he do it? Most of all, why aliens?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, I know who was behind it, along with a take.
I decided to head back to that Facebook group and go through the list of members. Bob Tomalski. Oh, he's not on there. Okay, maybe he's still going as Roger Tate. Again, no hits. That's strange. Why isn't he in the group? I went to Google and typed in Bob Tomalski. Scrolling down, I found a website registered to his name. Bob Tomalski. Broadcaster and journalist, 1953 to 2001. It was a memorial page. He died. I closed my laptop and take a minute. My rush of excitement had collided with reality. Investigating a story of aliens and television hijacks can at times feel like a game, something fun to escape to. It was easy to forget that these are real people and real lives, not characters in my own fictional tale. There are so many people I would have loved to have met in person. Rex Dutter, Sir John Whitmore, now Bob Tomalski. I'm never going to get the chance to ask him about the interruption. I'm never going to get the chance to shake his hand. The homepage had a picture of Bob taken at a restaurant. Holding up a drink to the camera is a man in a beige shirt and a green striped tie, his hair in a scruffy bowl. He had a pretty unassuming appearance. The last person I'd expect to hijack a television station. The website had a virtual guestbook, and I read through the messages left by his friends. Although it was available to the public, I had an uncomfortable feeling that I wasn't supposed to be here. I was looking through something that felt private and personal. Elsewhere on the site was an About Me section. Robert Hilary Tomalski had been a DJ for Radio Invicta, London's only soul music station. He had taken the pseudonym Roger Tate, partly as a stage name, partly to protect his identity. After his time at Invicta, Bob pursued a career as a television journalist. He became the go-to guy for all things tech, and was known to the public as the Gadget Guru. I soon found some footage of Bob from the late 90s. He's on a sofa showcasing the latest in Japanese appliances. He's also sporting a colourful Hawaiian shirt.
It's a Gadget Guru Deluxe. It is Bib Bob Tomalski. Yay!
As I always say, konnichiwa.
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 Fabulous.
Turns out Bob was a minor celebrity.
Here's Laserdisc specialist and collector Bob Tomalski to tell us all about it.
Greetings. I've come to London's busy Regent Street to visit a laser emporium.
He even has a Wikipedia page. On there, I couldn't find a single reference to the interruption. It was a secret reserved only for his fellow radio pirates. A secret that now I knew. There was someone I wanted to share this secret with. Lewis, the radio YouTuber. I wondered whether he knew of Bob Tomalski. I also wanted to thank him. Without his tip, I would have never have headed to that Facebook group.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Good, yeah. I mean, weird day, I guess, you know?
Go on, man, spill everything.
Right, okay. So, as you know, we came to you and we were looking at, like, the message of this Southern Television broadcast, okay? Like, UFO-related, there's a bit of alien spirituality. It's really well-crafted. And then when you sent the link to that Facebook group, the Land-Based Pirates in the 70s and 80s, went onto that and I made a post saying, you know, had you guys heard about it? And maybe to be expected, they were really secretive. But they were like, they did say, oh yeah, we know who did it. We know who did it, but we're not going to tell you. So what I eventually did was, okay, if they're not going to tell me, what if I just look in the group? What if I just, like, you know, click Control F and then type in some words related to this incident? 2019, there's a comment chain where they outed the guy that did it. And I want to know whether you know this person or have heard of this person, Bob Tomalski.
Let me see. I've got him on my friends list.
He actually is no longer with us.
Yeah, so Bob Tomalski was his radio name. He was a pirate. His radio name was Roger Tate.
Roger Tate.
Yeah, and he was on TV as
The Gadget Guru.
Yeah.
So you're sort of familiar with this guy.
Yeah. You see, the thing with radio is they're all secretive, but they all know each other. It's such a small world.
Yeah. Well, but the way we sort of found it was, firstly, these posts are, like, name-dropping him, connecting him to the incident.
Yeah.
But the second thing we did, which really, like, proved it, was we went and found clips of Bob Tomalski / Roger Tate talking on Radio Invicta.
Dr. Shotgun and myself will try to be at Whispers.
We got him talking from the 70s, and then we matched it with the pitch shifted audio of the interruption, because the interruption is, it's crazy, and it's exactly the same voice.
Oh, I cannot wait for this podcast. So you're going to be the first one to sort of officially solve this mystery then.
I guess so, because I've been...
It's not public knowledge, is it, who was behind it?
No, it's been a secret for 45 years. Cold case.
Yeah, a cold case is brilliant.
Bob Tomalski.
Yeah, that's the guy. Brilliant. Well, I won't say anything anyway. The secret's safe with me.
I won't lie. Finally solving this did feel good. It hadn't been easy. There had been dead ends. But it actually happened. Bob Tomalski, that's who was behind it. This is the first time this information has been made public. For 45 years, this case has been unsolved. Nowhere else is Bob's name linked to the interruption. Trust me, I would know. It all came very suddenly, over the course of a Friday. I hadn't had the chance to catch my breath. Turns out, looking into the method was the right way to go. I should be excited. I've solved it, right? But I didn't feel satisfied, not yet. I need more than just who. I need to know why.
So why decide to join a pirate radio station? Why not go for a sort of, you know, above board station?
Well, there wasn't many. No disrespect, but you're quite young. No internet. There were, in London, where I lived, Radio 1, 2, 3 and 4, no Radio 5, no One Extra, none of that. Capital, LBC and BBC Radio London, that was it. And it was about alternative music for me. I was very much into the punk thing at the time and the post-punk thing. a lot of stations, you know, there was a massive, or say massive, a very famous reggae station, DBC, Dread Broadcasting. There were soul stations, Radio Invicta. There were rock stations, Alice's Restaurant, Radio Free London, Radio Amanda. You know, it was about the music, the alternative music, really, more than anything else, because there was so little choice out there. Yeah.
This is Mark Walkley, host of the Pirates of the Airwaves podcast. Since his show broadcasts the stories of pirate radio to the public, he was happy to talk on the record.
I'm interested you note on Radio Invicta. What's the history of Radio Invicta?
Radio Invicta was started, for as I know, early 70s. And there is actually one of the podcasts is with a guy called Steve Marshall, who was involved in Radio Invicta, again, because of the music. He loved the soul music, and he still does. And they just wanted to play soul music on the radio. No one was really doing it. Although, again, not a massive soul fan, I always had a massive amount of respect for Invicta for what they did. Yeah.
These broadcast buccaneers took it upon themselves to play music that was not on the mainstream airwaves. Radio Invicta, Bob's station, was 100% soul bangers. Here's Bob doing a homemade radio show.
Over the next 3 hours, then, some really great music presented by yours truly, Roger Tate.
The production is of a professional standard. You'd have never have guessed this was a pirate. When it came to tech, Radio Invicta was ahead of the game. Bob was to thank for that. When he wasn't DJing, he was the on-hand tech expert. He'd custom-built their own studio from a converted flat in Mitcham.
The main thing I know about Bob is him being, you know, a media person on normal radio talking about tech. I didn't know that he was the bloke who was also building transmitters for Radio Invicta at the time.
So I eventually told Mark about the interruption.
You may know this person.
And that Bob was behind it.
Bob Tomalski.
Oh, I know Bob. What, you mean Roger Tate from Radio Invicta?
The very same.
He was amazed, but not surprised.
I'm shocked and not shocked. I know that most pirates have a mischievous streak. It could have just been that. The message side of it, again, I know that pirate radio at that time, certainly in the mid-70s and the later 70s, attracted some very well-out-there people who were in... They would have been UFO-type people and people into very strange religions and so on.
To Mark, pirate radio had some pretty out-there members. Hippies, aliens, and a dash of chemical enhancement. His words, not mine. We have this guy in pirate radio who clearly knew a thing or two about tech, who goes off and hijacks a television broadcast. And the message he chose is this bizarre alien warning. I still could not make sense of it. The message has these phrases and ideas taken from UFO religions.
It really was a wake-up call for you, the people.
It's extremely sophisticated.
Those that found that message needed that message for themselves.
Everybody I've spoken to up to this point seems to think so too.
I would rather interpret it as a genuine attempt to reveal important religious messages to people.
Could Bob Tomalski, our radio pirate turned television hijacker, have belonged to one of these UFO groups? I will never get the chance to ask him myself, but I can talk to people that did know him. Who is Bob Tomalski? Why did he hijack Southern Television in 1977? What's the truth behind that alien message? The picture is incomplete. I need answers. Getting them is the next challenge.
Why are we here? Why are we in Luton?
We stumble across this amazing man called Laurie Hallett, who has, oddly and coincidentally enough, been a radio pirate. He then worked for Ofcom, and now he's an academic in radio and in broadcasting at the University of Bedfordshire, and he also knew Bob.
I'm going to bring this 45-year-old cold case to a close. But that's next time on the final episode of The Interruption. The Interruption is a Stack production, written and presented by me, Tommy Trelawney. It was produced and co-written by Nikki Anderson. Sound design by Tom Wally. Executive production for Stack came from Luke Moore, Charlie Morgan, and John Teague.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.